You're listening to Your Station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight. I'm joined by Mr. Bob Aiken, as I am each and every Thursday morning here on KETR. Good morning, Mr. Aiken.
Good morning, sir.
So, some things in the news, certainly here in Northeast Texas, is something that we want to talk about, and a person that we'd like to recognize quickly, Mr. Garland Button, who has an association with this university that goes on for a very, very long time and has for many years.
Yeah, almost 80 years. As we're wrapping the year up, since some of us are going to take off next week, and we assume someone will be listening, we're not going to be here.
Right.
But at the end of the year, let's talk about, this is the first holiday season, first Christmas and New Year's, that we haven't had Button around. W. Garland Button, and even his obituary, did not identify what the W stood for. And I'm not sure he ever told. And people who met Button formally, he was either Mr. Button, or if they felt comfortable, it would be Garland. Nobody who was an old buddy of Button's called him anything but Button. It was kind of like Inspector Morse. His, your first name is just Morse. He was just Button to a lot of people who knew him and were charmed by him and worked with him over the years. Mm-hmm. Button came to Commerce, I think, in 1935, maybe as early as 34, as a young student. He graduated from high school when he was 16, which kind of gives you an idea. Almost 2 weeks ago, Button died at the age of 93. For those who had not met him in more recent years, so he was a frequent visitor to campus, he had been the chairman of the Board of Regents when old E.T., as he would always with a chuckle refer to the university, got its first separate governing board back in 1969, and for better part of a little over 16 years, he was the chairman. It's not so much what Button did for the university, though he was a prime booster in the expansion of doctoral programs. He was a strong supporter of expanding outreach into what became the Metroplex Center and the establishment of what was then the partner in Texarkana.
Right.
Button was a person who shaped an awful lot of his generation and beyond in Texas history. He was a major player at what's now TXU. In those years, they didn't have functional units like retail, power generation, power transmission. They were all integrated, if you will, horizontally. There was Texas Power and Light was the rural areas outside of Dallas and Fort Worth. When Button retired, he was the chief operating officer at Texas Power and Light and looked over probably 150 communities around the state. He was the one who picked local managers and steered their careers with the company. There was a disproportionate share of those who came from East Texas State. Just like the highway and engineering divisions of what's now TxDOT have a disproportionate share from College Station, there had always been at what's now TXU a disproportionate share from old ET. He quickly understood that they were building infrastructure, which is a buzzword now that people simply overuse, but they were building the first network and electrical grid in Texas and across the country. He also had figured out quickly that dealing with local communities, city councils, chambers of commerce, what have you, that the electrical needs went hand in hand with transportation needs, and if highways and the electrical grid would support it, population grew, trade grew, and there were demands for water. He and his associates, what's now TXU, figured out early on that long-range planning, they shaped an awful lot of the state working with what became the Water Development Board, what's now TxDOT. There was a long-term public-private partnership, and Button was at the core of this inside then TP&L and then TXU. It's not something that he talked about an awful lot at the university or anywhere else. He was active in his church. He had a number of, if you will, widely separated callings. But the people who grew up in the utility business knew Button real well and had no idea. And he also quickly figured out that a utility by definition, is a government-granted monopoly, and they'd better be politically active. He knew both city councils and the Texas legislature very well. He always picked for local managers and for people in what became their government relations unit, people who could deliver the message for TPNL. They established a relationship with Sam Rayburn early on, another graduate of old ET, when Rayburn, before he became speaker, chaired the House Commerce Committee and passed the Electric Utility Holding Act that effectively kept large out-of-state utilities like Con Ed from swooping into Texas and gobbling them up.
Right.
I would argue that there's been a whole new Texas that has emerged in the last 25 years over this rural and small town Texas that built an electric grid, that built water, that built the transportation system, that is largely ignorant of, because before that, Texas was a largely empty place.
Right.
It's something that has happened in the last 25 years. It's almost like, if you will, certainly another century, if not another country. And it's not just what Button did for this university, which was significant in terms of programs and people, but also what he and his partners did. And again, he'd be the first one to tell you they were certainly not without critics.
Right.
But it was something that, in terms of building the state, he had a disproportionate share. We're going to miss him, but he would be the one that would tell you it's nice to be remembered, but now what are you going to do?
Right. Well, Mr. Button has been a part of the university for a very long time, and like you said, he will be missed.
For anybody who wants to take a look, when Dan Jones first became president and made a very favorable impression on Button, Button sent a hand-typed and hand-corrected lengthy letter reminiscing about old ET and what the university meant, and it is posted online that I would suggest taking a look at sometime.
Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for joining us. Let's do this again after the first of the year, what say?
See you next year.
All right. We are your station, 88.9 KETR.